This is our devotional commentary for Job, chapter 11. I'm Pastor Doug Corlew. Welcome to the Abide Podcast, where we daily begin with the reading of God's Word. Then Zophar, the Naamathite, answered and said, "Should a multitude of words go unanswered, and a man full of talk be judged right? Should your babble silence men, and when you mock, shall no one shame you? For you say, 'My doctrine is pure, and I am clean in God's eyes.' But oh, that God would speak and open his lips to you, and that he would tell you the secrets of wisdom, for he is manifold in understanding. Know then that God exacts of you less than your guilt deserves. Can you find out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limit of the Almighty? It is higher than heaven. What can you do? Deeper than Sheol, what can you know? Its measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he passes through and imprisons and summons the court, who can turn him back? For he knows worthless men. When he sees iniquity, will he not consider it? But a stupid man will get understanding when a wild donkey's colt is born a man. If you prepare your heart, you will stretch out your hands toward him. If iniquity is in your hand, put it far away, and let not injustice dwell in your tents. Surely then you will lift up your face without blemish. You will be secure and will not fear. You will forget your misery. You will remember it as waters that have passed away. And your life will be brighter than the noonday. Its darkness will be like the morning. And you will feel secure because there is hope. You will look around and take your rest in security. You will lie down, and none will make you afraid. Many will court your favor. But the eyes of the wicked will fail. All way of escape will be lost to them, and their hope is to breathe their last." Reading the book of Job gives us many examples of why it is so important to observe the context when seeking to understand and apply Scripture. If you randomly turned to Job 11 and began reading isolated verses, you would find yourself saying, "Amen," as you grabbed your pen to highlight various phrases and verses. This chapter has so many good things to say about God's perfect knowledge and infinite power. It reminds us of divine holiness and the importance of confessing our sins. Who can argue with that? But when you read the chapter in its context, you realize that these words are inflicting harm on a righteous sufferer, spoken by a man who does not understand the situation. Zophar begins his speech by condemning what Job had to say. He views his suffering friend as an empty chatterer, one who likes to hear himself talk but has very little of substance to communicate. Verses 1 through 3. To him, it sounds like Job is claiming to be perfect, both in doctrine and morality. Verse 4. And so, Zophar confers with Job's wish that God would answer him, for that would certainly put an end to the nonsense. "Oh, that God would speak and open his lips to you." Verse 5. Zophar is sure that God would deliver a powerful rebuke. In fact, he believes that if Job were to hear from God, he would understand that he is actually suffering less than his guilt deserves. Verse 6. How comforting this must have been for Job to hear. Sadly, the statement reveals how it is possible for a person to be theologically sound, yet cruel and arrogant. However manifold are God's secrets of wisdom, Zophar is pretty confident that he knows what it all means. Just for a moment, Zophar's address seems to take a healthy turn. We can applaud his description of God's fathomless knowledge and wisdom, which are far beyond human understanding. Verses 7 through 9. This, in fact, will be the focus of God's own answer to Job, at the end of the book. However, Zophar immediately turns this in a mischievous direction, following the same path as Eliphaz and Bildad. A God so great in knowledge can certainly recognize worthless men. Those he imprisons have no just complaint, for when he sees iniquity, will he not consider it? To challenge what God has done is to place oneself on the level of a stupid animal. Verses 10 through 12. As D.A. Carson comments, once again, the argument degenerates to a fairly mechanical theory of recompense. There's no category for innocent suffering. Job must be very wicked, for he is suffering much. The only reasonable option for him is to turn from the sin that must obviously be engulfing him. End quote. Verses 13 through 20. Thanks for listening to the Abide Podcast. For more information about Summit Church of Alta, go to summitefc.com, and I'll meet you again next time as we abide, living daily in the Word.